This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization says there may never be a silver bullet to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says there are a number of vaccines in phase 3 clinical trials, but he said there might never be an easy cure. Tedros urged all countries and individuals to take all of the preventative measures possible, testing, contact tracing, social distancing, and wearing masks to stop the spread of the virus. Worldwide, the total number of cases has surpassed 18 million. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's cases, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package that would include federal money to help the millions of people who are unemployed. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
They are reporting progress on things like schools trying to safely reopen and offering food to the poor, but still stuck over replacing the $600 a week benefit for the unemployed. President Trump accuses Democrats of having a different agenda.
They want to bail out cities and states that have done a bad job over a long period of time. Nothing to do with coronavirus.
But in San Francisco, laid-off airport custodian Mary Benedetto is worried about losing her home.
If I can't pay my rent, they're going to kick me out, right? And I just don't want to live on the street.
As for claims that the benefit removes an incentive to work,
the company will call me up tomorrow. I will jump to work.
Senate Republicans tried to offer a slimmed-down package, but House Democrats say they're holding out for a comprehensive agreement. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Isaias has made landfall near Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. The hurricane touched down just after 3 hours GMT. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is criticizing a key White House coronavirus advisor after she told a national television audience that a new surge in infections was widespread in rural areas of the country and cities. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Dr. Deborah Birx said yesterday, widespread infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. The president's accusing Birx of making the comment in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who told ABC's This Week she's lost confidence in Birx because the president who appointed her has been spreading disinformation about the virus. The president tweets, Birx took the bait, calling her response to Pelosi pathetic. Birx told CNN her comments are driven by data, and she'd stake her 40-year career on using data to implement programs to save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he will ban popular video app TikTok by September 15th unless U.S. company Microsoft acquires it before then. In a statement, Microsoft confirms its CEO has met with Mr. Trump and is committed to acquiring the company by the stated deadline. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says it is imposing four key Boeing 737 MAX design and operating changes to address safety issues seen in two fatal crashes that led to the plane's grounding in March 2019. AP's Ed Gracia reports.
After an 18-month investigation, the Federal Aviation Administration proposes several design changes for the Boeing 737 MAX jet before it can fly again. The 737 MAX jets were grounded worldwide in March 2019 after a 2018 crash in Indonesia and a 2019 crash in Ethiopia, which killed 346 people. The FAA proposes software changes to the MCAS flight control system that was implicated in the crashes. The agency also wants to require a warning light to pilots that wasn't working on the planes that crashed. I'm Mike Gracia.
Taylor Swift has earned her seventh number one album with Folklore. AP music correspondent Margie Saraletta reports.
When you are young, they assume you know nothing.
Taylor Swift's Folklore album has been out a week, and Billboard magazine reports it's already the top-selling album of this year. It moved 846,000 units in its first week of release, according to Nielsen Music. Folklore is not even out on CD until Friday. Swift is the first artist to have seven albums sell at least 500,000 units in a single week. Part of the secret of Folklore's success is that fans who bought Swift merchandise got a digital version of the album, which counts as a sale. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.